All right, so we're diving into No More Zero Days today, and I got to say the name itself is pretty catchy. You know, it sounds like a productivity kind of thing or like one of those motivational posters.
Yeah, kinda, I guess. It is motivating, but it's a lot deeper than just do something every single day. It's more about how like even little tiny things you do, if you do them consistently, can really build up to something big. Like you build momentum towards whatever you're aiming for.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I was kind of thinking it'd be tied into that whole growth mindset thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I gotta be honest, sometimes growth mindset makes sense in my head, but actually, like, living it out, especially when it comes to those little things that seem so small, it's hard.
You've hit on like a really important point there. Most people get that you gotta put in effort to grow, but what they miss with this no more zero days thing is how growth mindset fits in. It's not just, okay, I can learn piano. It's believing that even practicing scales for 5 minutes, that's actually a step forward, not just a waste of time.
So it's like instead of I can learn piano, it's more like practicing scales for 5 minutes. Like that is progress, not, ugh, that was a waste of 5 minutes.
Exactly. That's the big shift. Like, think about it. If you truly believe that even small efforts matter, you're way less likely to get discouraged or think it's pointless.
That's so true, because I've definitely fallen into that trap myself. Like, oh, why bother meditating for just 2 minutes? That's not a real meditation. But now that I think about it, even those 2 minutes are like rewiring my brain a little bit. You're building a habit. You're
Yeah.
proving to yourself you can show up consistently.
Absolutely. And here's where it gets really interesting. The source material talks about this really simple but effective strategy they called the one thing. The idea is to just pick one tiny action related to whatever goal you have and focus on just that to start.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But wouldn't picking an action that's too small make it feel pointless? Like, where's the line between a tiny step and a totally meaningless one?
That is a great question. And honestly, the answer is kind of tricky. It's about finding that sweet spot, you
Yeah.
know, where it's both something you can actually do, but also something that feels kind of meaningful. Like, it matters, even if it's small.
So, like, cleaning one drawer in my desk, that wouldn't be the one thing for, like, writing a book, right?
Probably not. Unless that drawer was packed with your research notes for the book, the one thing has got to be connected to your goal, even if it seems super tiny at first. There's a story in the source material about this guy who wanted to work out but always made excuses. So this guy decides his one thing is going to be just one push-up every day. Just one.
One push-up. Seriously, that's almost funny. It seems so small.
Right, but that's what's so great about it. There's literally no excuse not to do it. And guess what? That one push-up turned into two, then five, then a whole workout routine.
Wow, that's pretty inspiring.
Yeah.
I mean, you realize how much we let perfectionism get in our way. You know, we wait for the perfect time, the perfect plan, when really all we need is just start something, even if it's imperfect.
You got it. No More Zero Days is all about kind of hacking that perfectionist brain. It's
Yeah.
about being okay with things not being perfect and understanding that doing a little bit consistently is way better than doing a lot once in a while.
So it's like building that habit of just showing up, even when it feels kind of silly or small.
Exactly. It's like training your brain to see the effort as the win, not the outcome. And that brings us to another big part of No More Zero Days, which is reframing.
Reframing, you mean like changing how we think about those little actions?
Exactly. Instead of saying, I only wrote one paragraph today, you say, I wrote a paragraph today, which means I'm one paragraph closer to finishing my book.
So instead of, ugh, I only spent 5 minutes cleaning my desk, it's, hey, I did something to make my workspace a little more organized. That'll help me focus better.
Exactly. It's about shifting your focus from what you didn't do to what you did do, no matter how small.
I'm starting to see how this idea can be applied to pretty much anything. It's not just for big goals. It's about those everyday habits we're trying to build.
You got it. Whether it's learning a new language, starting meditation, or even just being more present with your family and friends, the idea is the same. It's about consistency. Even in small doses, it creates momentum.
You mentioned Lisa earlier, who wrote a whole book by just writing one sentence a day. Her story is pretty amazing, but I'm curious, did she ever like struggle with this approach? Were there days where she almost gave up?
Oh, for sure. Lisa definitely had moments of doubt. She even wrote in her journal about whether one sentence was really enough. But here's the thing. She didn't let those doubts stop her. She recognized them and then reminded herself why she chose to do this in the first place.
So it's like recognizing that there will be days when you question what you're doing, but not letting those doubts completely derail you.
Exactly. It's about trusting the process, even when it feels slow or pointless. And that's where No More Zero Days becomes more than just a way to get things done. It becomes a way to build resilience.
Resilience, how does that fit in?
Well, think about it. When you consistently show up for yourself, even in small ways, you're proving to yourself that you can follow through. You can stick with something.
So even if I don't finish that book or become fluent in another language right away, the fact that I kept showing up day after day, that builds my confidence that I can actually stick with something even when it's hard.
Exactly. And that confidence can then spread to other areas of your life. You start to believe in your ability to handle tough stuff, to bounce back from setbacks. You build this stronger sense of self-efficacy.
It's like that saying, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? No more 0 days.
No.
It's like breaking those huge goals down into bite-sized pieces.
Perfect analogy. And that brings up another important point about no more 0 days, the power of compound growth.
Like compound interest, but for personal growth.
Exactly. Those small, consistent actions, they add up over time and create these huge results. It's like rolling a snowball down a hill.
Hmm.
It starts small, but as it rolls, it gets bigger and bigger and more powerful.
So even though those little actions might not seem like much at the time, their impact over time can be really amazing.
Absolutely. And here's something else to think about. No more 0 days isn't just about what we do. It's about who we become along the way.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when we consistently choose to take action instead of doing nothing, we're developing certain qualities within ourselves. We're building discipline, resilience, self-trust.
So it's not just about checking things off a list. It's about building our character.
Precisely. And those character traits, those become strengths that help us in all areas of our lives. They make us better partners, better parents, better leaders, better people.
This makes me think about how often we get so focused on the end goal that we forget about the journey itself.
That's a great point. No more 0 days encourages us to shift our focus from the destination to the journey itself. It's about finding joy and fulfillment in the process of becoming the best versions of ourselves.
So it's not just about reaching the top of the mountain. It's about enjoying the view along the way.
Exactly. And that's where no more 0 days becomes more than just a productivity technique. It becomes a philosophy for living a more meaningful and fulfilling life.
Wow. This whole conversation has really got me thinking. I'm seeing no more 0 days in a whole new light, not just as a way to be more productive, but as like a whole approach to life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Living with more purpose.
That's it. Exactly. It's about realizing that every single day is a chance to grow, even if it's just a little bit.
And what's so great about it is that it takes the pressure off. You don't need to have this big, perfect plan or wait for the perfect time to start.
Exactly. That's what keeps so many people stuck. But no more 0 days is all about just taking that first step, even if it's messy. Just trust that you'll build momentum as you go.
So much of what we've talked about really hits home for me, especially that idea of reframing. I'm realizing now how often I just brush off those little wins, like they don't count.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we actually change that mindset? Any practical tips for training our brains to celebrate those small victories?
That's a great question. And actually, the source material has some really good ideas. One of them is keeping a no more 0 days journal.
So instead of just writing down your to-do list, it's more about keeping track of those little actions and how they made you feel.
Exactly. Like you could write something as simple as practiced guitar chords for 5 minutes, feeling proud of myself for doing it, even though I was tired, or read one chapter of that book I've been meaning to finish, feeling excited to learn more.
I love that. It's not just about checking things off a list. It's about acknowledging your effort and how good it feels to actually do those things.
Exactly. And as you keep writing down those small wins in your journal, you start to see your progress. It's like a record of how far you've come, which can be super motivating. Another great tool is visualization.
So instead of thinking about those 0 days, it's about picturing yourself actually doing those small actions every day.
Yep. Spend a few minutes each day just imagining yourself doing the things you want to make into habits. See yourself waking up early and going for that walk, or sitting down and writing that first paragraph, or practicing those language flashcards on your way to work.
So it's like you're prepping your brain to do those things automatically, almost like you're creating a mental plan for success.
Exactly. And the more you visualize it, the more likely you are to actually do it. It's like you're building that muscle of consistency in your mind.
This is all so helpful. But let's be real. There will be days when even those small actions feel like too much. What do we do when our motivation just dips like that?
First thing to remember is that those dips are totally normal. Everyone goes through them. So don't beat yourself up if you have a day where you just can't seem to do anything.
So it's okay to have a 0 day every once in a while.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't become a regular thing. The key is to not let one day completely throw you off track. Think of it as a pause, a chance to rest and recharge. Then get back to it as soon as you can.
So it's not about being perfect all the time. It's about making progress, even if it's not always pretty. This has been such an insightful conversation. I know our listeners are going to get so much out of it.
I hope so. It's a really powerful way of thinking that can change how we go after our goals and how we live our lives.
As we wrap up, is there one last thing you want to leave our listeners with? One piece of advice to take away?
Yeah. I would say think of no more 0 days, not as a bunch of rules, but as a guiding principle, a way to shift your mindset so you can really take charge of your own growth and make each day count. Remember, progress isn't always going to be a straight line. There will be bumps along the way, but it's the consistent effort, the showing up day after day, that really makes the difference.
That's a great way to put it. So listeners, you go about your day today, remember, you have the power to make progress towards anything you set your mind to. Embrace those small wins, celebrate the effort, and watch as those little actions add up to something amazing. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining bright.